From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, 500,000 acres of Texas can be yours for the small price of $725 million. We'll start with the big news in Texas today. Attorney General Ken Paxton's lawyer says he'll plead not guilty to security fraud charges. The felony indictments, which carry a maximum sentence of life in prison, were unsealed today in Collin County. KEI's Bill Zeeble reports opponents are demanding the Republicans' resignation.
Ken must go! Ken must go!
A dozen and a half protesters, almost all of them Democrats, were stacked up on the Collin County Courthouse steps in McKinney. Carol Donovan, Dallas County Democratic Party chair, was one of the leaders.
Though I believe strongly that he is innocent until proven guilty, how can he be enforcing the laws of Texas and telling Texans what to do if he himself has been under indictment on 3 felony counts?
Those include a pair of first-degree felony counts handed up Tuesday by a grand jury. They allege Paxton misrepresented himself as an investor of the business Servergy, and he urged others to put at least $100,000 into the company. When he was running for attorney general last year, Paxton paid a $1,000 civil penalty for not registering as a securities agent. Collin County Republican Party Executive Director Neil Katz says Paxton needs to stay on the job. He says that's what past office holders, including Kay Bailey Hutchison and Jim Maddox, did after they were indicted.
We don't know all the facts till everything goes through the mill. If this is going to trial, which it looks like it might be, let's go through, see what happens first, see what comes out. I think a lot of people might be jumping to conclusions without all the facts. I think we need the facts in order to make a decision.
This afternoon, Paxton's attorney, former Judge Joe Kendall, said his client will insist on a jury trial and is looking forward to the opportunity to tell his side of the story. Until then, Paxton will follow the judge's instructions to make no comment about the case. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
500,000 acres of American history is on the market. The legendary Wagoner Ranch near Wichita Falls is up for sale. It was a favorite of Will Rogers and Teddy Roosevelt and has a rich history of cowboys, oil, and family drama dating back nearly a century. Merrick O'Keefe has covered the ranch for the Land Report, and he joins me now. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
What can you tell me about the Wagoner family? You know, how did the ranch get started?
Goes back all the way to pre-Civil War Texas, and that was when there was so much wide open space west of where Texas was really settled. And so if you had some moxie and you had a lot of luck, and in Dan Wagner's case you had a son named Tom, you were able to go out and piece together a herd, and that herd got larger and you began to get more land. Slight hiatus during the Civil War, when obviously you didn't have much, if any at all, protection on the frontier. But that land grab continued, and by the 1870s, the Wagoner Ranch was hundreds of thousands of acres and growing.
I'm curious, what did President Roosevelt, why did he visit the ranch?
The Wagoners and some of their neighbors were able to host him out there and take him on some hunts, put him on horseback. You know, he had lived on a ranch, and he had run a ranch in the Dakotas in the 1880s as a younger man before he got into politics. And so he always was drawn to it. It wasn't a photo opportunity for him. It was really a part of the American experience that he really celebrated.
This is rubbing elbows with some interesting people. How about Will Rogers? What did he do?
The Wagoners were great entertainers. There is no doubt about that. And when you look at what a movie like Giant tries to portray, with people showing up from all over the place and having a raucous, rowdy kind of time, that's a very Wagner-esque portrayal, because they were larger-than-life characters. They loved to entertain. And they lived something that, you know, essentially became fodder for the movies.
With 500,000 acres, I'm sure you could invite plenty of people to show up. But the ranch is so iconic and filled with legend that it's hard to focus on just one element. Is there anything in your mind that stands out the most?
Well, I do think, you know, the point that it is all under one fence is rare. There are many properties, there are many land-owning families and entities that have multiple holdings, but not under one fence like this. I mean, 500,000 acres, we're talking about 2-3 times the size of New York City, you know, 800 times. Think about that. Most listeners, when they think about a big piece of property, you know, they're going to be urban Americans. They're going to think of a park like Central Park, let's say. This is 800 Central Parks. You know, it's 16 divisions. It's anywhere from 8 to 10 to 12,000 cattle, 30,000 acres of farming, 1,000 man-made water tanks. So just the scale reminds those of us, like you and I, there are places like the Wagner out there, is really mind-boggling.
The place has been owned by the Wagner family since the 1800s. Why are they selling it now?
I think it's from a planning standpoint. You have two divisions of the family that want to go forward off the ranch. They've decided to put it on the market, and so they contracted with the court-appointed Sam Middleton and Bernie Utrich to market the property. And from what I'm hearing, they're touring a lot of people on the ranch.
Eric O'Keefe is editor-in-chief for the Land Report. Thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
Today on Think, Chris Boyd and a panel of insiders looked into the search for a new leader for the Dallas School District. With Mike Miles gone, school board member Miguel Solis is one of the people looking to hire the district's eighth permanent superintendent in the last 20 years. He said the search should begin locally.
You know, we're debating, do we want to do a national search? Do we want to do a local search? Could potentially the guy or the woman who leads our school system be right in front of us? And we just don't see it at this moment. I'm leaning towards not going out to the nation. And here's the reason why. Because it takes someone too long to really learn our community, our history, and the politics that come with the ISD. And I think that that person who comes in, whoever it is going to really have to take a long, hard look at all of those contributing factors. Because if they don't do that, ultimately that could lead to their downfall. And I don't want to see that happen again.
Think re-airs tonight at 9, or you can listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. This evening, you can expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 78. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high near 100, and tomorrow night much the same, partly cloudy, low near 79. It's currently 97 degrees in Dallas, 98 in Fort Worth, 99 in Tyler, and 93 in Wichita Falls. You can follow KERA News on Twitter or like us on Facebook. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.